When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, if you miss something, that's what the John and Ken On Demand podcast is for. It's on the iHeart app, and you can hear whatever you missed, or you can hear the same stupid stuff all over again a second time.
Okay, that's a contrast. Yeah. Another keyword. We're not out of keywords yet for the show. Around 3:20, that word will be revealed by the big voice guy, and John repeats it. You have a chance to win money. Just follow the instructions. We'll, of course, have an update on Israel and Hamas coming up. Related to that, we're now going to talk about, chatter online and the possibility of some sort of attacks coming out of this war between Israel and Hamas, the intelligence community concerned. Let's go to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, and see what he has.
Hey there, guys. Yeah, there definitely is worry. We know every major police department in the U.S. and in every big city has been on some kind of heightened alert for the past week since this all started. And we've heard the LAPD and the Sheriff's Department and Beverly Hills and so many have put out statements, and they have been ramping that up. Some of that concern has been, what about the protests like the one down on Wilshire over the weekend, that you get both sides, pro-Palestinian, pro-Israeli, they can come together, and then you got a problem. But the intelligence community is worried about the what if, the lone wolf attacker, so angry over what's going on. There is so much passion on both sides, or some kind of organized something going on. This weekend I was in San Diego at a big international police convention going on, and the head of Europol, Caterina DiBola, was attending, and we sat down with her, and Europol is the police agency for the entire European Union, their investigative agency, asking, are you worried? And her response was this.
I am concerned.
And she said,
we see that a lot of youngsters, in fact, are influenced and recruited through internet. We see a lot of lone actors that believe that they have to go and commit a terrorist attack because they want to belong to a bigger family.
It is a fire hose of chatter coming in right now, of data. Her teams are pulling in The Hague, where their headquarters are. It almost looks like a movie, their command center with screens everywhere, and it's all coming in. That they are getting a lot of data from social media and from the dark web. Now they've got to figure out what is just angry people talking online, and what is that one person who is so angry that they'll use a car or a weapon or an explosive, and go out and do something, whether it be in Europe, in the U.S., you know, in Japan, somewhere out there, that they're bringing it all in and working with the FBI and other agencies to try to decipher all of it. And she added,
the jihadi terrorism is, in fact, the biggest thing related to terrorism that is worrying us. And now with the facts in Palestine, we really have to monitor on a daily basis what is going on, and we have to be and to take the precaution measures.
FBI Director Wray was also in San Diego for the convention this weekend, and he echoed similar sentiments that they are worried that there is a lot of chatter, and now they've got to figure it out. And it is the lone wolf that is so hard to figure out. If it's a bigger group, a lot of times their communications will flag, and they'll know that something is going on. But when it is somebody sitting in their basement, becoming angry, absorbing the information that's out there, and deciding to do it on their own and not communicating, at least talking about an attack, that is the hard one to find. Think of the attack in Pensacola on the military base a couple of years ago, Oklahoma City, all of those where they weren't on the radar. But she says that they are communicating in real time with the FBI, saying, what do you have? Here's what we've got. Sharing that information, trying to analyze it. They've got 1,200 people at Europol where they are analyzing that data right now. They do a lot of Europol. They're also focused on fentanyl and child trafficking. But right now, the focus is on the intelligence coming in from online chatter dealing with Israel, and she says there's a lot of
it. Well, yeah, if there's so much of it, there could be thousands of guys sitting in their basement venting. So what can they do?
Well, they try to figure out, is this just an angry person who is spouting off, or is this somebody that they really need to be worried about?
Well, how can you tell the difference?
It's looking into who these people are. What are they saying? Who are they communicating with? Are they communicating with people who they don't have access to weapons or explosives, backgrounds in that sort of thing? Talking to other agencies in the U.S. to say, here's what we're getting. It's out of this place. This is where their IP is coming back to. You may want to check this out. They get a knock on the door, and trying to stop all of this before it begins. But you got to look at, Hamas was able to pull off their attack without anybody really knowing that even an organized group can do it if they stay insulated. So they know that can be tough as well.
How many stories have we covered of school shooters or workplace shooters? And you go to their social media, and it turns out they've been carrying on about shooting up somebody for quite a while, but nobody noticed because they had no followers.
Yeah. Well, and that's what they're trying to stop. And if they see something online where somebody is threatening on the dark web, you go to that social media. That would be the first stop, typically, where they would go and say, what has this person been posting? Are they posting that they've been buying guns or, going to use their car in an attack, that sort of thing? We did ask her, by the way, so what should people do? And her take on it was, she said, look, we deal with really bad stuff at Europol. Again, drug trafficking and child sex trafficking and everything. But she goes, you got to take a deep breath and say, life is pretty darn good. And she said, be aware, if you're in a big public area with a lot of people around, be aware of where vehicles are and where people are. But she said, you got to live your life. That right now they're working on this. They don't know any credible threats against the U.S. or Europe at this moment. They are worried about when the invasion, assuming the invasion into Gaza does go down, that will be a flashpoint that will really tick off those who are Palestinian sympathizers, and that could be the catalyst for something to go down. But she says right now they don't see anything in the works, and just live your life.
Well, there was an attack in Belgium today, I guess.
Unfolded there. Yeah, we talked to her before that happened, but she was worried about Europe and densely populated areas, and I'm sure Europol is working on that today.
Hamas had 1,000 guys ready to storm Israel. And nobody knew what was coming. If you talk to the Israeli intelligence, last Friday, they'd say, everything's fine. We don't have any credible evidence of an attack.
They don't want that to happen again.
Next thing you know.
All right, Alex. Thank you very much for that report.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Alex Stone covering the online terror threat, the chatter, as they call it. But, I guess what they probably use, algorithms and tips?
Yeah, you can use like algorithms keywords, to search for keywords, and then they'll
like
all
jihad.
Keyword jihad, and see how many references on social media. But You know, the dark web, that's where you have to go through secret entry through various websites.
Yes, yes.
And this is where they buy and sell children and drugs. Everybody pays in cryptocurrency. This is where, international crime organizations handle their business.
All right, coming up next, your chance at some money. Be listening for the keyword. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. Well, you know, the answer to all this, Israel Hamas, could be Joe Biden. He may be going to Israel. We're not so sure about that now. Supposedly he's weighing a trip there. But today, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, had to run to a bunker for 5 minutes because air raid sirens went off in Tel Aviv.
How's he going to quickly get to a bunker? Did you see over the weekend he slipped twice walking up some short stairs?
No, I didn't see that.
He stumbled twice. And then finally he grabbed the railing and just like stared out for a moment at the crowd and started laughing.
Well, I guess he still has problems with moving around.
with existing.
Yeah, exactly. Secret Service could just pick him up and throw him over their shoulder.
Well, there's a Secret Service guy watching him. I noticed this guy in the background. I kept playing the video. This guy didn't move.
And I think the problem with Biden, because sometimes I've seen this, he tries to walk faster to show he's vigorous in that.
Well, he does these little jogs.
That is disastrous when, you know, you don't have your balance that well at 80 years old.
He did this little jog to the staircase, and then when he finally got on the staircase, it was boom, boom.
Other reports floating around this afternoon. Hamas is saying that we've got 250 hostages. And, I like this part, any Gaza ground invasion doesn't scare us. We don't care.
It's big talk.
It is big talk.
they're going to get incinerated. All these big talkers are going to cease to exist. They're going to burst into individual molecules. they will never be found.
They may be waiting to see if enough, you know, Israel, I'm talking about, before they do this invasion, to see if some people, who are not really connected to Hamas but are in Gaza, leave, evacuate. That may be still what's going on. And there are reports that Hamas is blocking some of the people who are trying to.
They need the human shield. Worst thing for Hamas is all the non-Hamas residents leave. Because now Israel has a wide open shot and is going to kill all the military guys left and have no problem destroying every single building. So the Hamas needs their own people to act as a shield. So they all get incinerated.
You had mentioned this earlier in the show. CNN did a story on this vast network of underground tunnels that Hamas has created in Gaza. Hamas claims to have built 311 miles worth of tunnels under Gaza.
Imagine that.
Sometimes used to transport people and goods, sometimes to store rockets and ammunition, sometimes to house their command and control centers. Because it's useful when you've got surveillance drones or any other aircraft who might be trying to see what operations you have, so they tunnel under.
Did Israel know they were building that extensive a network? I mean, it doesn't seem smart to let them build 311 miles worth.
True, Hamas underground tunnels will be a little less than half the length of the New York City subway system.
That's not easy to do.
It's many years in the works, I guess.
Israel must have known. I mean, how do you not stop that?
No,
I mean, that land, that
how do you not stop it? It's because it's all under civilian areas. They can't just bomb the tunnels indiscriminately.
Plus, Israel gave up Gaza. They just said, Hamas eventually took over.
Hamas admitted to building the tunnel network in 2021, the last time there was a conflict between the two.
Yeah, but clearly they built this network over quite a few years because it's... And I'm looking at a picture of it. It's kind of elaborate, too. You can stand in there pretty much.
It's like the cartel does to the border. Here.
Do you think the cartel has... I wonder if the cartel has that extensive a network like Hamas.
That's where they learned it from.
Oh, did they?
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it says here that people have used tunnels for warfare since medieval times. It's always a great way to kind of disappear under the ground, so it doesn't surprise me. And this is clearly going to make trying to, you know, drive Hamas out. It's going to make it difficult, all these tunnels, if there really is 300 miles of them.
I heard just stories now. There's all kinds of video getting released because, you know, these Hamas guys had GoPro cameras attached to themselves, and they've recovered video and just stories of kids getting their little kids getting their throats slit in front of their parents, a mother and a child wrapped in a metal cable and set on fire. I mean, that's why I know that the Israeli IDF is never going to stop. I mean, there's so many hideous atrocities that you could never in 100 years, if you try to think of 100 years worth of ways to torture people and kill them, you wouldn't think of some of the stuff that Hamas did. And this is going to be the most extreme brutality. And I hope it is. It's exactly what Hamas deserves.
Story says Israel spent billions of dollars attempting to secure that border with a smart system that boasts advanced sensors and subterranean walls. Yeah. Yet Hamas still broke through on October 7th by land, air, and sea.
Remember when George W. Bush was trying to sell his smart sensor border system with Mexico?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Now, an alarm will go off, and an agent will be right there to apprehend the illegal alien.
Yeah. Right? Well, you know what? You've got to have human beings with real eyes staring at this stuff.
Yeah, that's
amazing. And video screens with real eyes staring at the monitors.
Smart All right, when sensors. We come back, we will go to our border for a couple of stories. Dippity-Doo is still looking at bills and vetoing a few, but signing most of them. Here's one that might surprise you we'll talk about next. We'll also talk about how the Biden administration has reached a deal. Remember when Trump was president and there was all this outcry about families separated at the border? Well, you know, they sued. And they're going to get an agreement, a settlement. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You're listening to John and Ken on Demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on Demand, the podcast, and you could listen to what you missed.
Well, we go back years to when Obama was president. Anybody remember that? Anyway.
No.
We were dealing, of course, with another border crisis, and then Obama gave out DACA. He told the activists, I can't just wave my hand and get amnesty. But he came up with DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That led to a debacle. People, young people were coming to our border, sometimes unaccompanied, sometimes people pretending to be a family with their minors. The word got out, as we've told you many times on this show, it doesn't take much and it gets all distorted, but it basically said, get your young ones there. They're going to get status. They're going to get protection. They're going to get amnesty. They're going to get everything. So we were bombarded. And then we had a judge, I forget her name, but she made a decision that basically protected the unaccompanied minors. So this became a big thing. Well, Trump became president after we were done with the Obama years. And to do something about this, they were kind of cracking down on, quote, you know, families at the border. Oh, this became a lawsuit. Separation of families. Remember this? This was like the Cage Kid story that we got years ago. That,
oh, yeah.
Pictures first circulating were actually during the Obama years. But
when the families came across 2017, 2018, the early Trump administration, they were sent in two lines. And the children were sent to the Department of Health and Human Services. And the parents ended up getting prosecuted in federal court.
Right, because trying to bring your kids here is a shield. But the other problem was some of them were fake families. There were people that were just getting kids. Hey, if you go to America with my son, maybe you can get in too and just pretend that you're related or something like that.
A lot of these immigrants have fraudulent stories. I the other day we were talking about how among those few who made it to asylum court, only 11% had their asylum application approved.
Yeah, a legitimate cause.
11%! Right. And that is in line historically.
But those courts are so backed up, some of them will never have to go. So that's the beauty of coming in en masse.
61% were outright denied, and the rest was tabled down the road.
The last time we talked about this story, Biden had just become president, and there was a rumor floating around, because again, this was a lawsuit from the American Civil Liberties Union, that the families might get $450,000 a person. Remember that story?
Yeah.
And Biden said, no way.
That was too much for Biden. Can you imagine?
It was too... Well, word today that there has been a settlement between the Biden administration and the ACLU. Number one, immigration policies that separate parents from children for will be prohibited for 8 years under the court settlement. I'm not so sure how you actually prove that one way or the other, but they cannot do that anymore. In addition to that,
they want to cover the next Trump administration.
Right. They're going to give these people a bonanza of benefits. They're going to get free legal help. They're going to get a faster track to asylum. The story goes on here to explain that they'll also get some medical care help. So it looks like, we're not going to give them $450,000 in cash. We're going to give them a whole bunch of benefits.
Sure.
And housing aid for up to a year, medical behavioral health benefits.
What a great lure to invite even more illegal aliens to come over. Thousands and thousands more. They're all.
Matter of fact, just claim you got separated, right? Just show up and see if they separate you. If they don't, just claim you've been separated.
The cartels are going to send these news stories out on social media, and more people are going to be lining up to come in here.
Yeah. They'll get access to legal services. And again, the settlement waives the usual 1-year timeline, limiting when someone can apply for asylum. The parents can apply even if they were previously denied. A special team of supervisors will review their case. So this is what's on the table to be approved by a judge, this settlement between those who were separated. And how do you document that, by the way? I guess you're right if they took the kids and put them separately.
They don't try to prove anything anymore. They just give everybody all the rights and all the money and all the perks. You know, they're not actually inspecting all these cases. There's too many of them. There's 2 million people who made it into the country illegally. You think they're going to go through 2 million background stories to see if they check out? No, just write checks, give them vouchers, give them benefits, whatever they want.
And here in California, Governor Newsom has signed another bill. This one you might find intriguing because it's now extending immigrant benefits or illegal alien benefits beyond the border.
Mm-hmm.
Not kidding you. Students living in Mexico within 45 minutes of the California border can now get in-state tuition at some community colleges.
Told you, incrementalism. You yeah, but just now, do a little oh, bit a at a time.
Now it's leaving the country.
Of course it is. It's about redistributing our wealth to all the poor people out there. It's kind of a global socialism. It's what the progressives believe in. There should be no borders. There should be no country like the U.S. hoarding all the wealth. All this wealth should be redirected to all these poor countries.
And so it was an assemblyman by the name of David Alvarez from San Diego who made the case that because of the cost of living in California, there are some U.S. citizens who are living in the Baja region. So they're in dire financial straits. They don't have a California residence, so they should qualify for in-state tuition. Really?
Even though you're not in-state?
No.
You're not even in the country.
They have to be 45 minutes within the border.
And they always have a cockamamie excuse, right? It's just about, this is another little incremental step towards reinventing our way of life, destroying our way of life, giving our tax money now to people living in Mexico to try to even the score a little bit.
We're looking at a situation where they basically want to end all the borders.
Yes, right.
The Biden administration policy,
and
who's ever directing it, has basically been open borders under the guise of, oh, it's a humanitarian crisis. Yeah. So everybody in the world that needs to come here should be let in here.
Those are just public relations points for the news media to disseminate. Nobody takes them seriously. Nobody really believes that. They want to remake the demographic makeup of America and lessen the influence of white European residents. Well, and make it a greater, more diverse mix. And at the same time, lessen the power of capitalism and turn it more into a socialistic state.
Right. And we were the colonialist, racist invaders. There shouldn't be borders.
Right. Yeah.
Because we made these up.
Right. Yeah. And somehow this only applies to, the United States. Every other country in the world is... has got all kinds of immigration policies that are very strict, and if you'd like to go and test them out, you'll see what you find. There's no other country that lets this kind of thing happen, unless it's some chaotic country.
We'll return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 till 4. Since it's almost 4, that now means we turn into a podcast after 4 o'clock. John and Ken on Demand, same show. It's just online.
Into a pumpkin or back into mice.
An orange podcast.
The Daily Mail has done its homework and has identified the woman that shot, quote, the intruder in the Hollywood Hills, the story we did earlier in the show. Beatrice. There's a throwback name. Beatrice D'Alba. 59 years old. She told police a man in his 30s tried forcing his way into her home from the backyard. Turns out she is an Oscar winner, a hairstylist who worked on movies such as National Treasure and The Hunger Games. But she's only 59. Reports made me think she was like 80 or something like that.
Oscar winner shoots intruder.
Her husband, Alex Spears, called police to report the shooting in their 3-bedroom home. I like the way they... The Daily Mail with his tabloid style. They call it a Hollywood Hills mansion. And then later on, it's a 3-bedroom home. It doesn't sound like a mansion to me. Everything in Hollywood Hills to people around the world. It's got to be a mansion, right? That's where all the celebrities live.
3 bedrooms. It's probably 2,000 square feet.
I know. Police found the man suffering from a gunshot wound, conscious and breathing, taken to a hospital. Again, the reports this morning were that this was a home invasion. They pulled it back away from that just to say alleged. Now we're not really sure, except we thought that it might be a homeless person who...
If it's a guy breaking in, you shoot him. You have to. Yeah. You can't interview him. You can't say, come on in. I want to see if you're just hungry or you're actually going to rape and kill me.
We'll have to see how this plays out because supposedly he told her that someone hurt him. And to let him in.
Oh, you don't listen to crazy
He was in
person.
Fear for his life.
No. Boom.
Well, someone did hurt him then.
Yeah. No, you can't listen and believe anything they say. They're all crazy. Nobody does that. Nobody shows up at the back of someone's house saying, I'm hurt, I need help. Nobody does that. Everybody's got a
homeless encampment across the street.
Yeah,
got beat up by another vagrant.
Yeah.
You remember the day when it seemed like if you saw something opening up down the street, a business, it was either a bank or a pharmacy? Rite Aid has filed for bankruptcy and plans to sell part of its business. It's going to try to restructure.
Last week when the AMPTP.
Okay.
Thanks for your contribution.
Yeah, really. The Rite Aid stores will continue to fill prescriptions. Customers still be able to visit the locations. It's a voluntary Chapter 11 process, but they will be closing their underperforming stores. Some of this, of course, as you might have guessed, is from the shoplifting horror that has hit so many stores. Another, of course, is the lawsuits that have been brought against it because of the opioid business. The company had to do several settlements, including one announced last year with the state of West Virginia, for up to $30 million.
Everybody was so happy to make all the extra money from the opioids that people were addicted to. I mean, the doctors and
the pharmacists, right?
And the pharmacy companies, the pharmaceuticals that were supplying it. It was so much money. It was billions and billions of dollars, and they didn't care if people were dying in the streets over this.
No,
that's human nature there.
Walgreens tried to buy Rite Aid for about $9 billion in 2015, but they only bought a little bit of Rite Aid after that, around 1,900 stores, because there was some antitrust concerns about that.
Well, there's not too many chains left.
Yeah, it's a CVS, Walgreens, and Rite Aid, pretty much it, right?
I can't think of another one.
I still occasionally see like a local pharmacy just run by the old family. I still see occasionally one of those.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple in my town.
Right. And also Rite Aid was going to merge with Albertsons, but that got called off. So you can see they've been in some distress for a number of years, and now they are calling for a voluntary bankruptcy.
Yeah, you know, no more opioid profits.
No, that's... I thought you'd jump on the shoplifting, though. That's where a lot of it goes on.
The shoplifting is huge in these drugstores.
Yeah.
You know what? There's
that's why Walgreens closed a bunch of locations.
Oh, the shoplifting is horrendous, but these drugstores also were selling the opioids and enjoying the profits.
I'm sure they thought they were legitimate prescriptions.
Yeah.
For people who had just pain from an injury.
Hi, do you have my 5,000 OxyContin pills that I called in? Conway's here.
Hey now. Hey, I heard you guys open about talking about that tattoo parlor on Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought you were kidding, but I saw them lined up for their tattoos. It's good luck.
Did you notice Ken says he doesn't automatically believe anything you say?
Yes, but
No. He comes in sometimes with a little bit of shtick and some fun.
That's right. That's right. That's right. But
how many times, John, have we said he's only saying this because he's still on our show?
Right? That's right.
Yes,
that's exactly right. Well, here's what we're covering tonight. Gladstone's is going to stay open. You know, they're going to close.
Gladstone's for fish.
Yes, Gladstone's for fish. Plus, you know, you talk about Rite Aid. They're closing down. We'll have a little bit more information about that. Suzanne Somers died. I was very sad about that. I really enjoyed her work.
Yes.
She was, I'm not sure which was my favorite, though. Three's Company or the Legmaster?
The Thighmaster.
I didn't even get the name right.
She had quite
no Ghoulpool picks, by the way. No.
Oh, is that right? Nobody had her.
Producer Ray said when she announced she had cancer, which I saw was 2009, she was a hot pick for years, but it tailed off.
Yeah, well, she has money, right? So she survived for a long time.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If you have no money, it's, you know, you get... Tuesday, you get diagnosed. Thursday.
Yeah. Well, she, I think her first round of it was 23 years ago, and then it would pop back up periodically.
And then the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics is adding 5 new sports.
Oh,
yeah. Flag football.
Wait,
no.
Yeah, that's one of them.
You're serious?
Yeah, flag football
is
one.
Yeah, flag football is one of them. He's
that's not
joking.
Stop.
Another one is smash and grabs.
Ha 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 ha
Public nudity.
Great.
Running from cops. And home invasions.
Home invasions.
Now, I thought that smash and grabs and home invasions were too close, but evidently...
There's a difference.
Wouldn't that be great? The four sports that they add should represent the city they're performing in or hosting.
So smash and grabs and
home smash and grabs, public nudity, running away from cops, and home invasion.
Okay,
that would be great. Look, wouldn't you watch that?
I would. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially the smash and grab Olympics.
There's a lot of boring sports in the Olympics, but those I'd watch.
We watch it every day on the news.
Yes.
So this is what I was talking about. This part, I don't necessarily believe.
This is questionable here.
This ain't like the tattoo.
No.
That's okay. Right. That's right. Right. And then we have the announcement of the big annual happy birthday party for the Morongo. It's going to be on October. Can we say the date yet? I guess, right. October 28th? We can? Yeah. All right. Belly gave us the go ahead. It's October 28th is the big party at Morongo.
All right.
You know what I thought you were going to say?
No.
When is Coast going to start playing Christmas music?
Oh, I love that.
Aren't they already?
It changes my life.
I thought they would. Yeah.
I thought that started last month.
Yeah, the flip. The big flip.
Dig Dog.
Dig Dog with you guys.
Yeah, here he goes.
All right, Conway, Crozier at the news.
Ow.
Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.